The Menominee have cut a deal with the Seminole tribe to have a 5,000-seat Hard Rock concert hall, restaurants, hotel, and gaming facility at the site of the former Dairyland dog track. The Seminole would be the main investors and manage the facility. Hard Rock International CEO Jim Allen says the site would be a regional draw.
We believe there are a tremendous amount of people in the state of Wisconsin today that are going over to the casinos in Illinois. We believe the state is losing those tax revenues, losing those job opportunities, and we think a facility here so close to the Illinois border, number one, will bring those people back to the state of Wisconsin and create additional jobs and revenues for the state of Wisconsin.
Allen says there have been some talks about revenue sharing with the Forest County Potawatomi tribe, which has been very protective of its lucrative casino in Milwaukee, and with the Oneida about the financial picture of their gaming hall near Green Bay. But many Kenosha area political leaders are already on board with the Seminole-Menominee partnership. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says it's music to his ears.
Hard Rock Kenosha. I like the sound of that. I really do.
Cruiser calls on Governor Walker to okay the Kenosha project.
Say yes, Governor Walker. We need him to do that. What do you think?
Walker says he's sticking to his standard that all Wisconsin tribes must approve the Kenosha deal, but that talks will continue. The Forest County Potawatomi says the Kenosha Casino proposal continues to fail to meet Walker's criteria. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.